AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. Colorado has confirmed one case of the COVID-19 variant, and a second is now suspected. Dr. Rachel Herlihy is the state epidemiologist.
Both of these cases are Colorado National Guard personnel who were deployed to support staffing at the Good Samaritan Society nursing home in Simla, Colorado.
Scientists say they have a lot to learn about the new variants, but people shouldn't be overly alarmed. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Now that the variant moving through England has been detected in the U.S., people are wondering, does it spread more quickly and if they might get even sicker? A former CDC official says there are nearly 24 mutations of the coronavirus already. They're still watching to see if they might trigger more severe illness. A virus expert at the University of Cambridge says the variant there could be 2 times more infectious than the earlier strain, and that is causing concern. While it's not uncommon for viruses to mutate, experts are concerned if the mutations change the proteins on the virus surface, it could make it immune from antibodies and drugs. How to avoid it? Continue wearing a mask, social distancing, and frequent hand washing. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Will Senate Republicans go along with President Trump's demand for bigger checks to individuals in the COVID relief bill? He wants $2,000 rather than the $600 passed by the House and Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
It struck a balance between broad support for all kinds of households and a lot more targeted relief for those who need help the most. We're going to stay smart, we're going to stay focused, and we're going to continue delivering on the needs for our nation.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says
these Republicans in the Senate seem to have an endless tolerance for other people's sadness.
This is AP News. A Republican senator says he'll object next week when Congress meets to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory.
Some House Republicans had already said they would object on President Trump's behalf when Congress counts the electoral votes. They needed a single senator to sign on and force votes in both chambers, and Missouri's Josh Hawley says it's him, claiming without evidence some states did not follow their own election laws. The objections are likely to delay, but in no way actually change certification of Biden's win, which transition spokeswoman Jen Psaki calls a mere formality.
Regardless of whatever antics anyone is up to on January 6th, President-elect Biden will be sworn in on the 20th.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says an Iowa Republican, Marionette Miller Meeks, will be sworn in with other members of the House on Sunday. Her Democratic opponent is challenging the result of their race, a 6-vote margin. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.